AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Hunter Biden's court trial will be underway once again this week. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The criminal trial of President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is heading into its final stretch as the defense tries to chip away at the prosecution's case. His lawyers could call at least one more witness when the case resumes today in Delaware's federal court. It's unclear whether prosecutors will call any rebuttal witnesses before the case goes to closing arguments and then to the jury. Hunter Biden is charged with three felonies stemming from the October 2018 purchase of a gun he had for about 11 days. Prosecutors say he lied on a mandatory gun purchase form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. He pleaded not guilty. I'm Julie Walker.
At a campaign rally in Las Vegas, former President Donald Trump blasts the Biden administration for its immigration policies.
They're changing the fabric of our country. They're destroying our country. They're doing things that are unthinkable. This open border, so many bad things, but this open border situation where you're allowing millions and millions of people to flood our country, we can't handle it. No country could handle it. It's not sustainable.
In an AP interview, Todd Shoemake, the lead meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Albuquerque, says this week will bring some very hot weather to the Southwest.
As we get into the middle part of this upcoming week, we are expecting high pressure to really strengthen over the American Southwest, so lots of California, Southern Nevada, Arizona, and even parts of New Mexico should start to see those temperatures rise.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with Israeli and Egyptian leaders today as Israel and Hamas weigh a U.S.-backed ceasefire plan. His trip follows an Israeli military raid that rescued four hostages from Gaza. This is AP News. French President Emmanuel Macron has decided to dissolve Parliament.
French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that he was dissolving the National Assembly and calling a snap legislative election. The announcement came after his party suffered a heavy defeat in elections for the European Parliament. In an address to the nation from the Élysée presidential palace, Macron said via French broadcaster TF1, I've decided to give you back the choice of our parliamentary future through the vote. I'm therefore dissolving the National Assembly. He added that the vote will take place in two rounds on June the 30th and July the 7th. The move comes as first projected results from France put the far-right National Rally Party well ahead in the European Union's parliamentary election, defeating Macron's pro-European centrists, according to French opinion poll institutes. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.